This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Among the earliest of my writings is a book which I entitled The Fundamentals of Tawheed. And like all of the other books which I have written, they came out of a need. It wasn't me having a writing skill which I felt needed to be expressed, and so I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. It was me having studied Islam to a great depth and become a teacher of Islamic studies, eventually becoming a university professor in Islamic studies, etc., etc., setting up departments and eventually even setting up my own university. My writings were born out of necessity, needs that I perceived that needed to be filled. One of the things that I found in the early, could say from the 70s into the 80s, was that all of the books that were written in English, available in English, etc., you know, from various locations, whether in Pakistan, India, Egypt, etc., the books, when talking about the pillars of Islam, would spend one page to talk about Tawheed, that's La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then go on to elaborate, you know, 10, 15, 20 pages on Salah, 10, 15, 20 pages on Zakah, on fasting, on Hajj. But what was spent on Tawheed, Aqidah, was just one or two pages. So from my studies in Medina, it became very clear to me that Aqidah, or faith, belief, the belief system, comes first. And that this was the greatest aspect of the pillars of Islam. This determined whether you are a Muslim or not a Muslim, whether you go to heaven or go to hell. It was just so basic, so fundamental. And getting it right was critical, as there were many deviant sects which arose over time, as they arose after the time of Prophet Jesus, they arose after the time of Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be on both of them. So there needed to be material developed and made available to people, English-speaking people in the West, especially, because that was my background, that was my concern, which would convey the material which I had studied in Medina. Well, of course, I studied Aqidah, Fiqh, Hadith, Tafsir, Arabic, many other areas. So I did want to convey all those areas of knowledge in English from their Arabic sources. But first and foremost, it was Tawheed. So I set about writing The Fundamentals of Tawheed. This is a printing of the book done in the UK by Al-Hidayah Publishing. It was translated into Urdu and has been translated into many other languages. This is the cover that the hardback version and softback versions of it, published in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, took. This book now focused on elucidating, sharing, clarifying the teachings regarding the most fundamental principle in Islam, that's why I called it the fundamentals of Tawheed, that is the Unitarian belief in the uniqueness, the unique oneness of God. Now, this book, I completed it in Riyadh within the first couple of years that I was there. However, when I sent it to the publishers who were at the time publishing books in English, in the UK, the US, Pakistan, etc., people didn't want to touch it. They didn't want to publish it. They had doubts about it. The publishers. I covered a number of topics which maybe a lot of them never heard of before or never understood or whatever. Whether it's about the jinn or about magic, and all of these were looked into. And in any case, though the book was written from 1981, 82, it was not published until I published it myself by the late 80s. I had learned from a good friend, Abdul Malik Mujahid, the founder and owner of Dar es Salaam Publications. He was at the time setting up his own press. So he taught me how to set up pages using prints, cutting them, setting them on boards and all of this. And I, with the help of some Saudi brothers who helped to cover the costs for printing, I printed this book, The Fundamentals of Tawheed, and it began circulating. It became my magnus opus, my major work. And it has affected many people over the years. It opened up doors for people who were engaged in dawah, new Muslims, etc., which were close to them. Yes, there was a book called Kitab al-Tawheed by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, a small book, a teacher manual, basically. But it didn't give explanations, didn't give clarifications. It was just compilation of hadith, etc., which teachers would use to expound on, to explain the fundamentals of Tawheed. So this book was unique, and it remains among the unique books on the subject till today. Alhamdulillah, I ask Allah to accept it and reward all those who translate it, who read it, and who distribute it. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.